I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Trains are rolling again on the Long Island Railroad after a deal was reached to end a strike that had shut down the busiest commuter rail system in the country. Trains started rolling out of Penn Station in Manhattan at midday. Rob Free is president of Long Island Railroad.
It's a good deal. We're happy with it, and we're happy to run trains.
Free says a lot of stranded rail riders took the bus during the strike.
We did see an uptick in the number of riders. I think it was about 3,056 today. But the great thing about that uptick is that they know going home tonight, they're going to get on a nice air-conditioned train that's going to be on time and reliable.
The strike began Saturday. It was the first walkout for the LIRR since a two-day strike in 1994. An agreement was reached late last night. Around 250,000 riders typically travel each weekday on the train system. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.